stumbled upon this one day in a dream.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to Neville Mind Tricks, your friend in the Neville Sphere. Today we're talking about more waspiness. More waspiness. And if you get the, and nothing to do with the old wasp jokes. I remember as a kid, I'd come across these wasp jokes and I didn't know what they blew blank it was about. And unfortunately, none of the adults in my life that I asked had any idea either. And then I became an adult and I figured it out on my own. That was in the event, you know, what I'm talking about. More waspiness. I had that recent weird podcast about how I talked to the wasps mentally that were in my mom's backyard to kind of leave the kid alone and give him a space, if you will. And it worked masterfully. So I had another waspy type situation. So one of the walls in my yard, or part of one of the walls, backs into like a common greenbelt area in my expansive neighborhood out here in Phoenix, Arizona. And we got an email from the homeowners association the other day talking about wasps building nests and if we see anything to advise them if encroaching on any common areas so they could send someone out to take care of it. Now, I knew this was kind of a stretch because it was kind of half and half. And if it's on your property, obviously you need to foot the bill for exterminating. Full disclosure of exterminating for the inside of the house. But wasp outside, it doesn't faze me. Barbara, on the other hand, freaks out every time she sees a wasp. Well, rightfully so, not holding it against anybody. And then obviously kids, you want to watch out with kids and any kind of bugs or creatures that have a potential sting. So I see where they were coming from. So I sent a message to the homeowners association, didn't get much of any of a response. And we were outside playing in the pool one day. And we were on the pool's edge, kind of by the chairs, and I was not wearing any shoes. I didn't have my flip-flops on. And one of the wasps that were kind of... So they built a nest in the wall. It's a concrete wall, so I'm sure it's a lot cooler in there, and there's a method to the wasp's madness. But it came over by the pool. It looked like it was doing push-ups on the ground next to us. And I was nicely, if you will, yelling at Barb, step on it, get it, go, 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 get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. And she just locked up, apparently had some bad traumatic experience. So she had PTSD with a wasp. I learned never to be outside of the pool without flip-flops again. Because in the event something weird like that happens, I could just stomp on it instead of seeing it ever so freely fly away. But anyway, so after that, I followed up with a homeowners association, just kind of a nice message. Hey, did you get my last email about the wasp and this and that? I've noticed a lot more activity. And they got back to me and said, oh yeah, we'll send someone out. And they did. And whatever they did some landscaping off to that side. I'm not a fan of trees, shrubbery, or anything by my house. Not a fan of birds, as you probably know if you paid any attention to me. If this is your first lesson or you've never heard of that, welcome to Neville Mind Tricks. Yes, I'm not a fan of birds. I guess birds have their purpose in the sense that they eat insects. Insects have the purpose as far as pest control companies need to stay in business. I don't know. Circle of life. But the HOA got rid of a couple trees that were by my house, some shrubs that I guess were also attracting the, they were attracting bees and wasps. And then they got rid of the wasp nest in the wall somehow. So that's great. Good manifestation, if you will. So that was my second run-in with a wasp so far this summer. Play. Neville says play. Play, play, play all day. Now, something like this, one might think it's weird and they don't need to spend any time on it or they shouldn't spend any time on it. But if it's a bug or bugs affecting your family or your children, your child, if you have them, why not try this? I tried it. If I could do it, so can you. Wait, there's more. People have paid as much as $7,000. You won't pay that today. You won't even pay $6,000. You won't even pay $5,000. If you act now, you have 7 easy payments of $599.78. $599.78 in 6 easy payments. And if you call now, I'll give you a virtual high five over the phone. And I'll end with this, one of my favorite, arguably one of the best recent presidents that we've had. Donald J. Trump did some wondrous things to the economy. The thing with most people in voting, I know I bring up politics here and again, is that a lot of folks are just one issue voters, and then there's other people that vote. They're like the birds that I was talking about, which I've started to notice, which is weird. Like these huge schools of birds. I know schools are for fish, but whatever. Like 20 or so, 10 to 20, maybe more, maybe a little less, that fly in a group. And then one bird like jerks to the one side and they all start flying that way. Then they start flying the other direction. And there's no real leader. But they're all moving the same way. I know some people vote for that. Some people vote for one issue, like economics, mathematics, paying less for stuff, less inflation. Makes sense, doesn't it? But anyway, Donald Trump quote before he became president is that we are all thinking all the time anyway, so we might as well think big. We are all thinking all the time anyway, so we might as well think big or big league, as he was known to say in 2016. Until next time, if you want to say hi, comment on the show, you know how to do so. Shoot me a text, send me an email, nevillemindtricks@gmail.com. And until we hear again, dream better than the best. You know?